The Berkshire Theatre Group's BTG Plays is currently touring Showtime with Shakespeare, a Magic Treehouse adventure based on Magic Treehouse Stage Fright on a Summer Night by Mary Pope Osborne, book and lyrics by Jenny Laird and Will Osborne, music and lyrics by Randy Quartz, and directed by Travis Daly. BTG Plays touring show is part of Berkshire Theatre Group's year-round education program, which reaches 13,000 school children annually running through the school year. The production is appropriate for elementary and middle school kids and family audiences and is designed to introduce students to the excitement of live theater. Touring to schools and venues all throughout Berkshire County and surrounding towns with a local company of artists, a question and answer session with the actors follows each performance. It is a great pleasure to welcome author Mary Pope Osborne to the program, along with book and lyric writer for the show, Will Osborne, and director Travis Daly. Thank you all for being here. What a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Hello,
thank
hello.
You.
So let me begin with Mary Pope Osborne, because I deeply love your work and I'm so thankful that you're here. Let me begin by, when did you start to think that these books lent themselves to be performed in a way for kids that you could bring it to the schools?
About 10 years after I started writing the series, my husband and his co-creator, Randy Quartz, who is the husband of Jenny Laird, who wrote the books and lyrics with Will. Randy Quartz is a wonderful composer from New York City, and they were working together on a musical. And I said, why don't you guys try writing a Magic Treehouse musical? And so they did, and we were all moving to the Berkshires that very summer of, I believe it was around 2005. And the guys sat down, and that summer they wrote our first huge show that actually ended up going all over America based on Christmas in Camelot. And following that, we got involved with writing. They got involved, really. I'm just a very appreciative observer of what they do. But they started creating other musicals for kids to do themselves. And now we have about six out there, and they're all over the country. And Showtime for Shakespeare is our latest, and it's sort of a hip-hop version of the book that I wrote, Stage Fright on a Summer Night. And I just love it. Like I said, they invite me into the studio, and I hear the music, and I'm over the moon, and that's all I have to do.
So what was it about the book that you thought, oh, hip-hop musical?
Well, that was really Randy's idea. Randy, as Mary said, is a wonderful composer, and we had done four or five other musicals. One of the things that Randy does is always take the heart of the show and compose music around that. It's not a particular style that he does. He creates a style for each musical. And we thought, well, since so much of Shakespeare is written in verse and couplets, that maybe this would lend itself to a hip-hop approach. And, of course, we have to confess that Hamilton was very popular at that point.
Sure.
And,
you know, it still is.
You know, I've heard
yeah.
that. Yeah.
It's still hard to get a ticket.
Someday I'll be able to afford
yeah,
a ticket.
That's right.
And so Randy started putting, he did an opening song called Shakespeare Rap, I think is the first one. And it was so much fun that we decided to do the whole show that way. And we got great encouragement from the Orlando Shakespeare Theater, where we had done a few shows. And they said, oh my gosh, if you could do a Shakespeare show, we would produce it in a second. And we did. We sent them the material once it was completed. And that was where we had our first outing of the show.
So, Travis, then you have this show that exists in the world, and then you have the idea of, well, you do BTG Plays, and you bring shows to schools, and then you have this wonderful couple in the backyard, so I assume you mix all of that together and you have yourself a great idea.
We do. We were approached by the Berks United Way and Mary's team, and when they presented the idea, we said, I mean, absolutely, to be able to bring this to our community, and it has great music, positive message, and great lessons for these kids to learn. It seemed like, you know, something that we definitely wanted to do and kind of had to do.
So give us a sense of BTG Plays and how that came about and ultimately what the mission is.
So for the BTG Plays, we for this show, over the course of the school year, we'll do many, many productions in elementary and middle schools, probably around 40 or 50 shows. And it also goes with our in-school playwriting and after-school acting classes that we do during the school year. We have, you know, camps and things over the summertime, but it's a major part of how we reach 13,000 kids every year.
So the stars of this show will be who?
We have some younger actors who are in elementary, middle, and high school, and then some actors who are fresh out of college who make up the different characters in the show. So our Jack and Annies, we double and triple cast, are elementary and middle school students in the production.
So are there ever any kids from the school that you're visiting? So in the sense of that you integrate kids who are actually at that particular school or venue where you're at?
We have kids who will go to school there, and then for that day, their friends get to see them be Jack or Annie, which you know, they're kind of like superstars for the day, which is really special. But it also gives them a sense of, oh, I can do this. I want to audition for other productions or for our yearly, you know, traveling show that we do.
So I was going to say twofer, but I think it's probably more than that. Mary, it seems that you not only do you have this introduction to theater, but also I assume it's either a continuation or a gateway to your books and to these characters, and allows them to explore that and also see it come alive.
Yes, all those things. And I think that what for us right now in our lives, the biggest mission is literacy and also introducing children to the arts. But we get sort of a twofer here because we're donating over 5,000 books to all the children who get to see the show. We're donating the very book they're going to see. So the idea is they read and then they go to the show and they see how it's translated into a song and dance and performance on stage. So we really hope that reading becomes an equal part in partnership with the whole production that's touring.
Has it been amazing to you to see, having done my job for a long time and seeing how and having interviewed a lot of authors, children's authors, to see you're a rock star. I mean, like when you show up at places, these kids go nuts, as they should. But I mean, that has to be really gratifying.
It's confusing because I work at home in a community where I'm just like everybody else and with my friends and my family who, you know, did never elevate me to a higher position.
Right.
Which is wonderful. And then I go out, like I just got back from Texas, and you do have all these children coming to you with their own work even and telling you you're their best friend. And my sister, Natalie Boyce, who writes the Magic Treehouse nonfiction books, she and I just did a book tour in Texas. And really, some child threw their arms around Natalie and said, "You're the best friend I ever had." And you have to respond to that. You can't drop one kid. You can't drop a stitch.
No.
You'll harm them, unlike maybe meeting lots of adults. And also the parents. You've got the parents looking at you with so much trepidation, like, do not, you know,
don't
pay
screw
attention.
This up.
Yeah. Totally. So you're working on all cylinders and you feel this huge obligation. So it's lovely, it's gratifying, but it's terrifying.
Well, the cool thing sitting beside her in these events is the way the parents come with such gratitude. In addition to their wanting their children to have a good experience meeting her, so many kids seem to have learned to read on Magic Treehouse books.
Right.
And the parents are just thrilled to be in the presence of this person who's taught their child to read.
One other thing, and this is a message for everybody when we are worried about our country and we worry about the other all the time. If you could make a video of parents' faces as their child is with me and they are trying to snap a photo on their phone, you see a line of love that you just feel so good about it. And it's every economic level, every person from every political divide. They love their children. And I see that so close up, and I want everyone to see that. One day we're going to get a camera behind me just to get the faces of 400 parents in line.
That's a beautiful thing. It is your typical age group for the Magic Treehouse series is what?
The age is really designed for second and third grade, but it ranges from kindergarten to fifth grade, and even you get some middle school readers.
And you put out roughly how many books a year?
Two. Two fiction come from me, and two nonfiction come from Natalie Boyce. And it's been that way for 27 years. The nonfiction didn't start until about 10 years into the series, and Will created the first ones. But I have almost 60 fiction books now.
So my, I don't have kids, but I have nieces and nephews, and they, I mean, the big day, we had the dates circled on the calendar as to when the new books were coming out, and that was like, that was the thing to go get those. And now those kids are graduating from high school. But it is, what a wonderful thing, and it just seems to me that that is very, I would think that would be very gratifying to you to realize that there are these kids who are going out into the world that have sort of grown up reading your work.
It is, and now Will and I, we were out in L.A. last month, and we're there, and the hotel personnel will know the books, or the waiter in the restaurant, you know, because we have to slip in the information if we really like them and when to engage with them, because then there's so much excitement. And so now we're meeting the young people who read the books, and the touching thing is to meet a 13 or 14-year-old who puts their hand over their heart and says, "You were my childhood." And I want to say, "You're still a child. Don't forget that."
This is what you have to read next,
yes.
By the way.
We both went to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and yep. A few years ago, she got an honorary degree, a doctor of letters, a doctor of the arts, right? And so we were there at the big graduation in Keenan Stadium, and the entire graduating class was there, and there were several other speakers, very prominent. And when they announced Mary's name, the entire graduating class rose to its feet, and we realized that they had probably learned to read on her books and maybe would not have been graduating had it not been for her. And so that was incredibly
gratifying.
That's
the first time I realized those little children have grown up. You know, it was sort of heartbreaking at the same time. But then you've got another crop that's coming up. So they're always there.
So that brings up two questions. One is, because that gives a great responsibility to you as well of what you put into your stories. I mean, I'm struck, like, I think you did a book on the hurricane, right?
The newest book is on the worst natural disaster in U.S. history, and many people don't know what it was. It was a 1900 hurricane that hit Galveston, Texas, killed probably 12,000 people, and when Harvey hit, I was just finishing my book, and Hurricane Harvey hit Houston last fall, and the images were so amazing because they paralleled this other disaster, and I realized I had to go back and rework it a little to really make it about the heroes and not just about the disaster. So the real story of Texas for me is how resilient the people are and how much they help each other, and I'm always looking for that sort of theme in a Magic Treehouse book.
The one thing, and I'm going to say this without trying not to disparage anybody else, but the other thing that I notice about my mother was a librarian. I am on a library board, so I know a lot of spend a lot of time with librarians and children's librarians, and they all love and recommend your work because it's such of a high quality and standard, which may not always be the case in extensive series books.
Well, I lucked out because I chose a way to approach a series that would require a lot of research and a lot of exploration on my own part. So when I decided to do time travel to other times and places for little kids, unlike the most time travels for older, I had to throw myself into it and find the gold in all of the chaos of history. And in finding that, I know I hate to sound so Pollyanna, but I found so much goodness. And that's what I try to put across in the stories. And small children who I think have a basic sense of fairness and what's right and how to behave, they respond to that. So it's really kind of a timeless message that I learn from as well.
We talk about the news every day. When you find the gold, let me know.
Mm. I will, but the gold, remember, it's in those parents' faces.
Okay, that's right. We'll take that. Travis, 13,000 school kids will be reached by your work. How many are you up to so far, do you know? Just getting started this year.
We are. I think we're about four shows in with many, many more to go.
That's great. And then on top of all of that, we should mention you also have Christmas Carol, too.
We do. We start that one in about 10 days, and it'll be great fun to put that story together. But, you know, an additional kind of gold piece is just to see the reaction of the kids when they're watching the show. And when Mary and Will got to come see it, there were multiple times where the audience members were clapping along with the show and really, really just invested in the character, story, music, and message. And everything that Mary, you know, is instilling in them, you know, through our production.
They did a great job. They really did. And as Travis said, I think it gave the kids in the audience a sense that they could perform as well as the kids on stage. And that, to me, is the biggest message of all, is that they can relate to what's going on. It was a beautiful experience. We really are appreciative to Travis and his team.
The show is Showtime with Shakespeare, a Magic Treehouse adventure. Book and lyrics by Jenny Laird and Will Osborne. Music and lyrics by Randy Kortz. Directed by Travis Daly. All of it based on Magic Treehouse, Stage Fright on a Summer Night by Mary Pope Osborne.
What a great pleasure to have all three of you here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was fun.
Thank you very
great
much.
Great pleasure. Again, you can find out more at BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.